Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode of the A-List Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag and Indeed.com. Welcome into the A-List Podcast. I'm Kwani Lunas, joined by Gary Washburn and A. Sherrod Blakely. Hello, welcome, welcome to my podcast.
Hello, Kwani. Wow, damn. Mm-hmm. Back for the All-Star break and Kwani owned every damn thing. Wow, okay. Mm. It's going to be that kind of end stretch run, huh? Okay.
I just finished celebrating a week full of birthday festivities, so I'm really feeling myself right now.
We'll bring you back to Earth, Kwani. Don't worry, we got you.
Good, good. Well, I'll take it. I'll take it. But actually, we're gonna quickly go back to the NBA All-Star break, like you mentioned, because I distinctly remember someone saying that the expectation for the Celtics was just to stay healthy and that Tatum would not be the MVP of the All-Star game. And lo and behold, Tatum must have been listening to this podcast because he was the Kobe Bryant MVP of the All-Star game for 2023. So, Sherrod, how do you react to that?
You know what? I can't be mad at him for dropping a double nickel on in the All-Star game. I mean, he had it going. But the thing about Tatum, we know he can do that. We've seen him go on runs like that where he's the best player on the planet. So it's not surprising that he did it. But to me, again, I just think All-Star games, when you're in a position the Celtics are, so close to being in a position to win a championship, I'm trying to do anything and everything to avoid injuries at all costs. And, you know, again, he had it going early, which is great. I think if he would have gotten off to a slower start, they probably wouldn't have played him as much as he did. But, you know, give him props. I mean, he handled his business. He got the Kobe Bryant Award, which is something that means a lot to him. But now let's just put that behind us and get focused on what really matters, which is getting your teams into the playoffs and getting them in position to win a title. That's what matters now.
Yeah, I thought Tatum was outstanding. I mean, you know, people are criticizing the All-Star game and saying, obviously, there was no defense. But, you know, to score 55 points, and that, if it was so easy, everybody would have done it. So the way I look at it is that, you know, he went after it. He got it. He was, you know, scoring with easy dunks at first. And all of a sudden, the third quarter, his three ball started going down. And we all seen Jason what he can do when that three is going down. And then he started chasing records and people were telling him, hey man, you're close to Anthony Davis's point record of 52. And I was at that game with 52 and Davis was doing the same thing. He was putting in that work, hitting three, scoring at the rim. He was doing everything. So you got to, you know, people are not going to, you know, down the road in 30 years from now say, oh, there's no defense played in the game. The record's going to count until somebody breaks it. So I think that was good for Tatum's, I don't know. So image brand, I mean, it was a great day for him. He premiered the Tatum ones, You know, his shoe, his son was there. And I think this is the first time, as we talked about in the last podcast, that his son was really able to take in all the, All-Star festivities. I mean, I was watching Deuce at the practice. Deuce was getting shots up. Deuce was playing with the Heat mascot. The Heat mascot.
The kid is an all-star.
Grabbing on the rim. Yeah, doing reverse dunks.
Yeah, the Heat and the Hawk mascots. He was playing with them. You know, he was playing with other sons of mm-hmm. a lot of the other players that brought their sons to practice. So I'm sure it was a really fulfilling weekend for Jason because his son is starting to get old enough to appreciate and kind of remember this stuff. And then for old man Jason, 24 years old, to drop 55 years points, I think is a obviously he'll go down in Celtics history. He's going down as one of all time greats. But as Sherrod said, you know, I'm sure he headed to Mexico or Turks and Caicos or whatever, Puerto Rico, whatever, for 3 days. And now I'm sure those guys are focused on the real task at hand.
Mm-hmm. And another shining moment is the fact that Team Giannis beat Team LeBron for the first time since that format change in the All-Star game. Team LeBron was 5-0 at that point. So I'm sure Tatum has that also a little star next to the fact that he was able to break that record. But you talk about staying healthy. Giannis actually, unfortunately, and it could have been worse, of course, but he suffered a sprained ligament in his right wrist. So when you talk about making sure that you're healthy, again, thankfully, it wasn't as bad for Giannis, but that's why we don't have defense in All-Star games, because the whole point is to make it to the end of the season when it'll really count. But going back to Tatum really quickly, the youngest four-time All-Star in franchise history for obviously the Celtics, what do you think he needs to do as the Celtics make it past this home stretch?
You got it, Gary.
I'd like this. He was in a little three-point slump before, so I like to see him get back on track with the three ball, and I think that opens up the rest of his game. But I just think it's a tremendous. He's had a tremendous season so far, but I think you want him to stay healthy. You want him to get his rest here and there, but you also want him and Jaylen to both lock in and carry this team to the number one seed, and that's going to be important. And so I believe that he just needs to kind of just keep doing what he's doing. And you hope that the rest and also blend it in with the 3-point barrage helps him get going from the 3-point line, because he's had kind of a slump, a little bit of a slow rut here, you know, before the All-Star break. But I do think, you know, I expect him to be refreshed and ready to lead this team to the number one seed.
I think we'll see top five Tatum a little bit more down the stretch than we saw the first half of the season. I think he's going to be phenomenal for this team. I think he's going to be dominant, but where I really need to see him step his game up is on the defensive end of the floor. Tatum has shown the ability to be a really good defender when he's locked in. And I think he offensively, more nice than not, is locked in. But defensively, there seems to be a little bit more kind of, you know, some nights he's there, some nights he's not. And those nights have to be cut down significantly, because his play, I think, at the defensive end of the floor is just as important what he brings offensively. Because, yeah, we know he can score. But when he's playing elite defense, which he has the capability of doing, the Celtics become unbeatable. They become that team that everyone is trying to be within 5-10 points of. That team that we saw at the beginning of the season, that was top five Tatum both ends of the floor. That's what I need to see for him at this point going forward.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We talked about Tatum. Top five Tatum is clearly here to stay, but Jaylen Brown is, of course, the guy that sometimes gets a little dimmed because of the bright light that Tatum gets shown on. So what was your, I guess, assessment of the way that Jaylen Brown performed in the All-Star game, obviously, without comparing him to Tatum?
I think the great thing about the night for the Celtics was Jaylen played, and Jaylen looked comfortable, you know, 35 points in the mask. That was a good thing. I think people were thinking that he was going to back out, that he was going to say, hey, I'm good. I can't play. And I think he wanted to show that he could play with the mask on. He wanted to use the All-Star game as a kind of an experiment, a test run. And, you know, all thumbs up. You know, he was great. 35 points. He looked comfortable. The one-on-one thing with Tatum, I thought, was fun. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think it was a complete success. And now he's used to playing with it. He's not on the injury report, so he's going to play Thursday in Indiana. And be ready to go. So I think for Jalen, it actually was a good opportunity for him to show that he could play with the mask on and kind of probably psychologically for himself, come back out. When you get hit in the face and you get basically a broken face, that's not easy to get over psychologically too. I mean, because elbows are flying, you're not trying to get hit in that spot again. So, but I thought it was a good thing for the Celtics to give him the All-Star game, that test run. It's an unusual situation, you know, but he wasn't going to give up his spot to anybody. He wasn't going to sit out because obviously he was healthy besides the cheekbone, and he went out there and did well.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of his motivation to be out there was what happened last year, or should I say what did not happen last year, which was he did not make the All-Star team, in part because he didn't really play enough games and wasn't out there enough to do so. And so I think, Jalen, that was a reminder of just how you can't take these moments for granted. You can't take opportunities to be among the best of the best for granted, because there's no guarantee you're going to be back the next year. That being said, looking at Black Zorro out there, Jalen Brown, I was impressed. I was really impressed at the comfort level that he had with the mask on. It was as if it wasn't a big deal, and they're going to need him to continue to step his game up and be an impact player with without the mask. But certainly, you know, it bodes well for his chances of just playing his game, doing what he does, if he can play with that mask and just get used to it and acclimated to it. Obviously, the defense that he'll see through the regular season will be a little bit better than we saw All-Star weekend. But still, to Gary's point, his comfort level was clear and undeniable, and that's a big deal when you're making this type of change.
Future is stuck in my head right now, I'm not going to lie. That's why I keep smirking. Mask on. It's a little, but you know.
I know what you're saying.
Oh, Gary, you don't know that song?
Gary's like, no, he'll know about it. He'll know about
it. Play some Future after this. Just look, mask off, Future. It'll change your life.
And Jalen is a fan of Future. And that's the other thing too.
They need a collab.
They need a collab.
Up and down the pipeline.
We need to get them Jalen Brown mask t-shirts out. That's what we need to do. Because I guarantee you, them will be at the Garden on.
Wait, why don't we have t-shirts for the podcast? We need t-shirts.
We'll talk about that offline.
That's Sherrod.
We'll talk about that.
That's Sherrod. That's Sherrod.
All right, if y'all are watching our YouTube, comment if you would buy a t-shirt, an A-List podcast t-shirt. And if we get
five comments, we'll make some for you, Kwani. Gary, no. Gary will not get any t-shirts.
No Gary on the t-shirt.
That's Sherrod's fault.
You sell them at the back of my trunk.
We got to work on that. Right outside the TD Garden. But you mentioned, obviously, Jalen had a pretty strong performance in the All-Star game. What should be the expectation be moving forward for the rest of the season? Obviously, as long as he's still wearing this mask.
Yeah, I mean, the health thing kind of goes without saying. But I think for Jalen, the biggest thing is just getting into a flow and rhythm. Continuing to do, I think him more than Tatum has to stay the course. When you look at the things that Jalen Brown does night in and night out, he really doesn't have to elevate his game other than maybe don't foul as much, maybe do a better job knocking down perimeter shots, but his ability to just impact the game has been pretty consistent throughout the season. So I don't see him needing to do much other than just stay the course. And obviously playing with the mask, you know, it raises questions as to whether he can do that. But if the All-Star game is any indication, he shouldn't have an issue playing with the mask.
Yeah, for Jalen, you just want to see him continue to ascend. You want to see him also, take better care of the ball, be more efficient with his turnovers and lack of turnover. You know, just you want to see him just kind of get to that next level, you know. And now he's used to playing with the mask. He'll team with Tatum. And I'm sure they had a good chance, I'm sure, to hang out a little bit this weekend. And I'm sure they both talked about, hey, man, this is our year. Let's get this. We know what it was like last year, the bad taste in our mouth from losing three straight in the finals and losing to the Warriors. Let's go get this. And so I know they're on the same page. So I expect the same thing from Jalen as I do from Jason. Take your game to the next level, sacrifice and worry about, you know, the personal stats, you know, down the road, but do whatever's best for the team, but be more efficient, take care of the ball, do the little things, you know, hit your free throws, do the little things that will make Jalen a next level player. And I think he's very, very capable of that.
I hope the NBA wrote a good script for the Celtics this season. Y'all follow that on Twitter? There's a
Sherrod. Wow, the Quantico, she went there.
I went very meta Twitter. But there was this joke. Well, I can't remember which NFL player. He said that the NFL had a script and that they told players to buy into it. And then that translated into the NBA. People started making jokes. So now it's just a running joke that everything's scripted in both leagues. But hey.
Well, I was on Wikipedia. It said that the Bengals are going to play the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, oh, it's already scripted. Damn. Mm-hmm. He's going to be fixed. So, yeah. So, because what the Super Bowl is in Las Vegas, right? It was like location of Super Bowl, Las Vegas.
Team. It was Arian Foster. Thank you to our producer who had Arian said Foster. Something. Yeah.
Cowboys. So. Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I don't know. I don't believe in the conspiracy theory, but I wouldn't be surprised either. All right, let's move on. Around the NBA, let's go to the biggest news. One of the bigger news is biggest news. I can't speak right now.
Biggest news?
Biggest things that happened. I've had a long day, all right? For those that live in Boston, this is a shameless plug right now. I co-hosted the Hub
today. You're not shameless about plugging. No, I'm not shaming that.
At all. But NBC 10 Boston this morning, I co-hosted our show, and I will be co-hosting again on Thursday if you're listening in time. So that's why I've...
What time is the show, Kwani?
Tell them the time, Kwani.
11:30 a.m. Or it re-airs at 10 a.m. on NECN. So if you live in New England, you could watch it anywhere.
Okay.
Boom. All right, now that I got the plug out of the way, let's talk about Russell Westbrook and the fact that he is planning to sign with the Clippers. I'm not sure if that's official just yet, but the reports are that he plans to sign with them. What do you two make of that? Which is ironic to me because he's going to still be playing at Staples Center. Oh, cryptocurrency.com, whatever. Crypto. It's still Staples in my heart.
It just makes me cringe to see just any kind of the word crypt in LA on a damn building. That's just me.
I have a comment, but I'll leave it offline.
I will leave it alone. I like the move for the Clippers because they're looking to add another dynamic-esque type player. Russell ain't the same dude that he was 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, but he's still a guy that can score. They just have to find a way to just maximize his talents with talents that he still has left. The Lakers was a bad fit because they needed someone at that position who could actually knock down perimeter shots. They didn't necessarily need a guy that can score. The Clippers could use a guy that can just get buckets. And Russell, even at this point in his career, he's still has ability to get to the rim and finish. It's just that's a role that I think is better suited for the Clippers and what they need than the Lakers. So it's a good signing for them. Good for Russell. He's on a good team, competing team. So there's no shame either way in this partnership, this marriage coming together.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for the Clippers. I mean, obviously the Clippers are looking they're looking for a floor leader like they had Reggie Jackson and John Wall. Obviously, they got rid of both of them. So obviously that didn't work. They feel like they need a floor leader, a point guard to go to the next level. I think there's nothing, one of the more important players in the league when he's mad and he got something to prove is Russell Westbrook, right? So I think he'll have something to prove. He's still staying in hometown, right down the hallway from the Lakers locker room. So I think it's a good move as long as Russell stays within Russell. Like, There was very much a case of Russell doing a little too much with the Lakers. And I think once he got that out of his system with the Lakers, came off the bench and was able to be more of a distributor, he was more productive, almost putting up triple doubles. And I think, unfortunately, I think Russell takes a lot of bad heat. Like, there's not been a more scrutinized Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame player, maybe Dwight Howard, but just more of a scrutinized player that's gonna go to the Hall of Fame, and Russell Westbrook. I feel kind of bad for him. He's never been a great shooter, but his shooting has gone down. Like, people are like, what's the difference between Russ then, Russ 5 years ago? I mean, has he lost a step? I don't really see it. Like, I don't think he's probably as fast as he was when he was 23 and or whatever, but I just don't see this like super decline. I mean, I see an erratic shooter. Right. Like, yeah, Russell, don't shoot those bank shots. Don't shoot from three. But I don't see, it's not like he Ben Simmons here. And I just think people really, really have mistreated Russ. And, you know, and you understand. He made 40. He's making $47 million this year. That's a salary for one of the league's top players, and he's not that top player anymore. But I still wouldn't want to see him go to the basket if I was an opposing team with the veracity and that he goes to the rim with to finish. Like, I wouldn't want to see that. Would I want him to shoot a three? Yes. Do I think he was doing too much in LA at times? Yes. But I think you put him in a position where it's like, Russell, just be yourself, bro. You don't need to score. Like Sherrod said, you don't need to hit the jumpers. Give it to Kawhi. Give it to Paul. Give it to Marcus Morris. Give it to the guys who can shoot. You run the show, dive into the paint. If you see it opening, score at the rim, get to the free throw line, you'll be fine. I think that's where it's like the movie Hitch, where Will Smith was telling my man Kevin, the guy from what's the show that he was on? He was a UPS guy. King of Queens.
Yeah.
King of Queens guy, how to dance. And he was just like, this is you. Just don't do the Dougie. Don't do nothing crazy. Just this is you. Stay here. And that's Russell. Russell, this is you. No Dougie. Don't do the snake. Don't start breaking. You know what I'm saying? What's the hottest dance out, Kwani? You would know, like.
I don't know. I'm not that young anymore. I don't like, know what they be doing.
Don't do that. Don't do the Tootsie Roll. Don't do none of that.
Wrong. Okay. Yeah.
Don't do the Roger Rabbit. Don't do the Tootsie Roll. Don't do the Pee Wee Herman. Just, this is you. Russell in LA with the Clips, this is you. Bring the ball to the floor, pass the ball, attack the rim. Set your teammates up, play with some fire and passion, because the Clippers don't play with a lot of fire and passion. They be chilling out a lot. I think they're one of the league's most disappointing teams because they got all this talent and they just don't seem to every night. And obviously that's because of Kawhi and Paul. It's Kawhi's like Kawani, not, you know, Kawani Looney's Kawhi.
I have the better initial.
Yeah. Kawani load management. You know, so the load management thing is a big deal in LA. So
you're annoying.
But I think Russell's going to bring some fire to that team. And that's what they need. I think John Wall was probably a little bit past his prime. Reggie Jackson was erratic. I like Reggie when he's on, but when he's not, he's not. So I think Russell, if he does this, just can stay in his lane. Mm. Don't do none of that. Nope. Don't do the rerun. Look that up, folks. If you don't know what the rerun is, don't do the rerun. Don't do none of that. Just stay in your lane. You'll be fine.
Stay in your lane, Russ. Yeah. Now, I 100% agree. Obviously, he did a lot in LA to the point where the fan base clearly hates him, but he's not a washed player. I think that's a common misconception just because they don't like how he performed with the Lakers. But hopefully the other LA team is where he can give himself a little rejuvenation career-wise and see where that ends up. But let's look at a little further into the Western Conference. Who do you two think is a favorite right now to come out of the West, other than the fact that the Nuggets are still number one in the conference, but Grizzlies are right behind them, Kings, Clippers, Suns. So the shakeup is inevitable.
Yeah, I think the team that people are just scared to death of is the Phoenix Suns, and understandably so. You have at least two and probably three Hall of Famers, one of which has won multiple titles. Another one is still looking for that first title. And they gave up quite a bit of capital to get Kevin Durant. And so their depth isn't quite what it used to be. But again, in a playoff series, best of seven, I mean, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, they could take you out. They got enough. They still have enough on that roster to take you out. I think they're going to be the favorite, but the team that I'm going to be looking out for, though, as a sleeper are the Pelicans. If they can get Zion healthy, if he can be healthy enough for the playoffs, a couple things. One, with him, they're really, really good. They're one of the better teams in the Western Conference this year when he's been healthy. Two, they have the third weakest strength of schedule for the rest of the season, which means they're going to play a lot of winnable games with or without him. That's going to allow them to move up in the standings a little bit and potentially be a team that might even play its way into home court advantage for a round or two. And again, as many times have I seen Zion play, Show me the cat that slows him down. Show me that dude, because I don't think he's in the league. When he plays poorly, it's because he plays poorly. It's not because you shut him down. It's not because you force him to do things he don't want to do. No, he does pretty much whatever the hell he wants to out there. And that, to me, makes them a dangerous team in a best of seven if he's healthy.
You heard it here first, folks. Oh, Gary, you was going to say okay. He had a deep sigh of relief.
Pelicans is going to championship, according to Sherrod.
Celtics, Pelicans, mark your books, folks.
I know, bring the parade down to New Orleans, another second line parade. Anyway, oh my goodness, Sherrod, that was out the blue.
I hate people.
It happens.
I feel like the Portland Trailblazers is going to make a run. He's like, okay.
Did I ever? The only person who uttered the word championship was your act, your person.
I said they would make it. You got New Orleans beating everybody, but okay. Zion get back. I'm just gonna have to throw my chips in for the Denver Nuggets, and I know that people don't trust Denver, but there ain't nobody.
I wonder why.
It ain't nobody in the West I trust more. I just don't. Like, okay, do you trust the Memphis Grizzlies? They talk, more than Denver. They talk a lot, but I want to see some winning. 11-17 on the road. Like
I would like to see Memphis and Boston.
Well, you want to spend 5 days in Memphis? Okay. I mean,
No. Yeah,
you want to go there for the final?
I just meant basketball wise.
You want to host the show on from Memphis?
We're going on the road?
That series wouldn't be much of a series. Boston
going on the road with our t-shirts. You're right. It wouldn't be
Memphis to me is just a team that they talk a lot, but they're 11-17 on the road. They're not there yet to win. On you gotta win. Like I'm not saying you gotta be great on the road, but you gotta be 500 on the road. Championship type of team. Okay. I'm looking at the West here. Okay. I don't trust Sacramento. Let's just get that out the way.
Oh, yeah. Like, nobody.
Okay.
It.
Sac, they done good. They're
shout out to my boy Kondra, who was actually coming to team that. Mike Brown is going to
take
Sacramento.
Them to the playoffs for the first time since 2005. That is a great thing for them. Finally, over the hump, 17, 18 years since they've been to the playoffs. Phoenix. I like Phoenix. Okay, you know, KD is KD. We love KD, great player. But who else, like, who else do they have? Like, who's going to be their back? Like, you can't win with just the starting five. You got to have some good support off the bench.
Yeah.
I don't trust Cameron Payne and Ish Wainwright. You know, like, they've got to figure out, okay, Terrence Ross, I like Terrence. I thought the Celtics could have gone after him, but I think Phoenix offered him more of a chance to play. But I don't know. I need to see Phoenix play. I don't know if I trust Phoenix entirely. And Dallas, you know, that's a tricky one with Kyrie and Luka now. I mean, I was all on board, and then they lost at home to Minnesota. And I'm like, okay, if y'all are that potent, how y'all losing to the Timberwolves at home? Mm. So we can talk about the Warriors. I don't know. Steph's gonna, you know, Steph's recovering. I just saw a release. They're gonna evaluate him again in a week, but he's making progress. But they're 7-22 on the road. Like, they're gonna go into the playoffs, quite honestly, as like a seven, right? They're right now, they're in the play-in. So they're gonna play Memphis in the second round. Can the Warriors win two series or three series potentially when they don't have the home court advantage? Like, because they're not going to get home court advantage in the playoffs unless they make a real run, right? So they're going to play, let's say they win it. They're going to play Memphis, and then they're going to play the third seed. Then they're going to play the one seed, all away from, you know, game seven away from Golden State. So I need to see more from the Warriors before I'm on. But so far right now, you asked me today, because you asked me today, Kwani. You didn't ask me tomorrow.
I did.
Denver Nuggets, I got to say it. That's a tough place to play. I think Jokic is so underrated. I mean, it's just a pleasure to watch that guy play. Jamal Murray is a good player. Aaron Gordon's finally kind of lived up to some of his potential. They got a good bench, so we'll see. But I'm going Denver. I ain't going New Orleans, though. But good luck. Good luck with that, Sherrod. See, let me know how that goes.
May the better team win.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Before we wrap up, what are you two up to for the rest of the weekend? Let the people know, other than making t-shirts for the podcast, of course.
We're only gonna make t-shirts for you and me, Kwani. And Amit in the background. Shout out to Amit in the background.
Amit, yeah, our producer.
Gary gets a t-shirt. Gary does not get a t-shirt. No, getting back to the flow of things with the Celtics, doing things at BU, just doing. I have a couple of things from Ebony coming down the pipeline in March. I can't get into that right now, but just keeping busy. Thanks. Keeping busy.
You talking about Michael Jordan next? We can't talk about it.
I know. Damn. No. Gerard, who are you talking about? We working a top secret.
Talking to the president.
Damn. Gerard trying to restart the Black Panthers. Oh, man.
It's a secret movement.
Gerard has some top secret. You know, when the brothers up to some top secret stuff.
I hate Gary.
Uh-oh.
I hate Gary.
You can let me know how it goes in the download. Gerard got some. So I got some top secret stuff, you know. Sherrod trying to get the brothers together, brothers and sisters together.
Night.
Sherrod didn't had enough.
I'm leaving. I'm gone.
No, I'm leaving. Not done yet.
Sherrod didn't had enough.
Damn it!
I'm walking off the pod.
Ready, listen, I'm ready to go.
Are you doing anything, Garrett Washburn?
I am. Damn. Headed to as Sherrod is. Headed to Philadelphia for the weekend and then New York for Monday and continuing to cover Celtics. I had a good long conversation with my man Kendrick Perkins the other day, who has a new book out. What's so funny, Shirai? Why are you laughing
at that?
Damn, what's so funny with that?
Perk makes me laugh. Anytime I think about Perk, I smile.
Amazing
guy.
Bring him on the pod. Yeah. I know he's busy. He got like 20 jobs.
I can reach out to his people.
Well, you know.
Like Sarai.
But that should be coming soon. And a lot of good stuff. I'm like, I got some secret stuff like Sarai. It might not be to overthrow the government and nothing like tech like Sarai trying to do. But
oh Lord.
It's gonna be some good stuff over the next over the next few months, few weeks. But yeah, just get back on the track. It was Salt Lake was cool. It was definitely a better one than All-Star than a lot of us expected. Really? In terms of activities, in terms of the people. You know, everything was closed.
It was on their best behavior.
I was jealous about that. You had Thames and Burna Boy.
I'm sorry, Burna Boy, as I tweeted, Burna Boy looked like Jay Crowder. I was like, is that Jay Crowder on stage?
Oh, he does, actually. He does.
I was like, hold up.
He does.
I thought
Jay Crowder's Nigerian now.
Back with the
is that Jason?
Burna Boy, can our producer post a picture of Burna Boy next to Jay Crowder for
please? Compose it right here on our face.
Please, because I was like, hold on. Like,
Jay Crowder, no.
Like Jay Crowder.
He's a performer.
Yeah, they got Jay Crowder at halftime. I know he rat.
Budget cuts. They had to play and perform.
Hey, Jay had a lot of downtime. Jay had a lot of downtime.
He pretty good.
Put some bars together. Yeah,
he did pretty good. But I thought it was a good solid All-Star. The game wasn't all that great, but as we know, if you guys watch, the dunk contest was outstanding. Max McClung, I mean, shoot. I had heard of him. I knew he had game. I didn't know he was a jumper like that, though. I didn't know he was that athletic.
I did not expect that.
I've seen him, remember him at Georgetown, Texas Tech. I remember him. He's had some 10 days and some two-way contracts, but I did not know he had that many ups. So I thought it was an entertaining dunk contest. Three-point was solid. You know, Dame time. So yeah, it was a good solid weekend. So I'm looking forward to the, I think everybody's like looking forward to the second half of the season because so many storylines, KD, Russell Westbrook, what happens to the Celtics, Kyrie, do the Lakers make a run? What happens to the Warriors? So I mean,
will the Clippers come out on top? Yeah. Who knows?
All these stories. Baseball hasn't started yet. You know, football's finally over. You know, we got a good Super Bowl and all that. So this is basketball's time to here we go, our producer. Okay, there's Jay Crowder.
Y'all will see Jay Crowder on your screen.
And then here we go with
Bird. Oh, yeah. They got the same daddy.
Sherrod.
They got the same daddy. Wow.
What do you think, Sherrod? They look alike?
Dang. And it's the beard, too.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh, my God. Okay, I can't see dreads, it. I saw it, but now I'm really seeing it.
I was like,
y'all got the,
man, they done got Jay Crowder. You know, Jay Crowder is a rap. Like, put it before, he was good, though. Burner Boy, I had not heard of Burner Boy.
He's a performer, yeah.
Not heard of Burner Boy before this performance.
Last week, actually. Burner got a new fan.
The Sugar Hill game wasn't available. Like, we couldn't get Curtis Blow out there. We couldn't get Will. We couldn't get Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Like, what's going on here? Like, we couldn't get LL.
Yeah, before we derail completely, thank you for listening to this week's episode of the A-List Podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe to YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasting, you whatever podcasting apps you use. Stop sending me, there's a picture of them together. I can't. I'm mind blown. This is the A-List Podcast. We'll be back next
together.
Week.
Oh, my God. They do look like brothers.
They do look alike.